Here's a popular topic from our Rock on the Money podcast. For the full episodes and more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. Hope you enjoy. I'm starting on the baby steps, and I got to thinking, Amanda, okay, if I don't have any debt, should I just go straight to baby step three?
Yes.
Okay, so here's I think you need to look.
Nailed at
the, it. Yeah, you nailed it. Yes, you are correct. Just look at what the baby steps are, because obviously if one is the initial emergency fund, which is $1,000, number two is pay off all your debts except the mortgage, and then three is build up your fully funded emergency fund. Yeah, if you don't have the debt other than a mortgage, yes, you jump the steps. Absolutely.
Technically, you still start at step one until you get past the $1,000 threshold. But yes, you're on your way to step three.
You are absolutely correct.
Step two.
Now we're on
check
to three.
That box.
Check the box. Just go in order down through there. And please don't skip number three. Everyone skips three. Not everyone, but a lot of people skip it because it's boring and you feel like you're missing out on investing, and they jump right to investing.
Right.
You need the emergency fund because that keeps you from going back to baby step two. Yeah. I can come up with a ton of examples how skipping three will cause you back go back to two, and now you're stuck again.
Yep.
Do not let your car breaking down, your HVAC. I mean, my one unit of two cost $14,000. Luckily, I had the money.
That's Amanda. Crazy.
And that was from Costco in a deal. It would have cost me more than that. I think by the time I got rebates and stuff like that, it was 11. But still, okay, it's $11,000, Amanda.
That makes me sick.
That could have easily went on a credit card. Oh, but see, I knew it was coming. Yeah. The house was built in 2003, so I've already lived past its point. It was only supposed to be a 10-year unit. So now I have a much better unit, super efficient. You can't even hear the thing run. It's so nice. But it's done. I knew it was coming. I had the money for it. But imagine if I didn't, Amanda.
Talk about that for a second. So you have an AC unit. So people who are renting think that they're going to save a bunch of money by moving into or buying a house and moving in there.
Right.
You know, they look at is the rent payment each month versus the home payment, like the mortgage and escrow and all of that. They're forgetting that a let's just round down, Craig, a $10,000 unit that's only scheduled to last 10 years.
10 to 12 years. Yep.
Yeah. Means that you should be putting $1,000 a year away to save for that known anticipated cost. And that's just one thing with a house. I mean, they need a new roof every 15 to 20 years.
Hold on a second. Let's go through it. This is a brand new house that I purchased. I'm still in. I bought it in 2003. I did replace that roof. That was $15,000. Right. So this house is now, what year is it? Oh, 17 years old. Okay. 2023. Okay. So 17 years, I've replaced the roof, but now I have a 30-year roof, not the builder stock one. That was 15. One AC unit was 12. Let's round it up to $12,000. So it's $2,000 a year just for that. I've already replaced the appliances.
Yeah.
And by the way, my refrigerator sucks. I still got to replace it again. That's a whole nother issue. And I will not get Samsung. So that's another $2,500. All the maintenance of mowing the grass, building a deck on.
I would say it's fair to say you need $4,000 to $5,000 a year set aside for maintenance on your home.
Absolutely.
Do you think that's fair?
Absolutely, because you have to, like you said, roofs have to be replaced, and people will ignore that. And then what happens? It costs more because of all the damage that happens because you don't do all the stuff. So, it's not less expensive.
You're talking an additional $420 a month that you should be putting away.
Right. For many people, renting is actually better.
Yeah. Are you saving more than $400 to $500 a month by moving from rental to a home ownership?
And okay, so if I were to go by the value, how much I've made of course I brought brand new, and that's not the best way to buy a house.
Right.
So if I go, let's see.
Yeah, I don't buy new.
over the last 17 years, just going by a ballpark, what the, it's worth now and how much I paid for it. I've made $11,000 a year over time. But that doesn't include all the interest I've paid, the roof, the HVAC, refrigerator. I guarantee it's not, I'm not really making money if you factor everything in. I'm probably losing
people
money.
Don't understand that interest payments on 30-year mortgages can be hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I'm not exaggerating.
Right. So
you should look at the purchase price of your home, and oftentimes the lifetime interest on it is equal to that purchase price.
Absolutely. So you don't make money on the house. What'd you say the best way to buy a house is? You buy a house where you can at least make 85% of its current market value?
Oh, I don't know.
I've heard from Dave Ramsey, Clark Howard, they invest in a lot of properties. They said most of the money is made on the purchase, not over the time.
Yes.
So if you get the deal up front, 85% of its current value, so already you have 15% equity in it, right off the bat.
Yeah.
They always insist, they own a ton of properties. They insist the money is made at the purchase, not over time.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, you do make money over time as well, but that's where you do it for the rental properties. So, yeah, I've heard that multiple times by both of them, and they are very adamant about that, that do your homework on the purchase. But anyway, so.
And that's, unintentionally, that's usually what happens with the homes that I purchase.
There you go. That's why I got to come to you.
Math. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm at 84%.
That's why I got to come to you. You know, because that's a whole new thing I want to get into. And I don't need handholding, but I kind of need handholding.
Okay.
Well,
wash your hands first because it's coronavirus right now.
Good point. I've been coronavirus free up to this point. Are you getting a flu shot?
Yes, it's on my to-do list.
Yeah, I thought I'm gonna go to CVS and get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figure that's the best place to get it.
I'm probably gonna go to Publix because I see that they're giving a 10% gift card with getting the flu shot there. Not 10%, a $10 one. $10.
And there's your savvy savings, everybody.
That's right.
Wait, shop, do you have to pay for the flu shot?
The best.
Do you pay for the flu shot to get that, or is it free?
No, it's free.
Free? Wait a minute, free flu shot.
If you have insurance, usually it's covered by insurance.
I have good health insurance, so I never.
If you don't have
it.
Insurance, I think it's like $25.
Oh, still, that's awesome. Yeah. I don't have a Publix. I got a Safeway. They might be doing it.
I'll check. Look around.
See, you got me into the savvy savings thing. You're so good at that stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very. I think the best part was the second half.
Yeah.
That was great. All right. Thank you very much, Amanda.
All right.
If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rockland, USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.